Welcome, everyone, to episode 14 of Mozo Media Music's Two-Song Shot. I'm Craig Higdon, a.k.a. Stompin' Jim Hambone, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
And this is the podcast that brings you songs you've probably never heard and songs that you've requested that we make for you.
Every week we bring you two featured songs, could be indie rock or ambient or experimental or who knows what.
And once a month we feature a custom-made song.
That's right. You, the listener, can request to have a song made for you. You can send us the song title you'd like and what you'd like the song to sound like, and we might make it into a song. Send those requests to music@mozomedia.com or go to our website, mozomedia.com/music. And click on the Request a Custom Song link. Either way, we'd love to hear from you.
All right, so first we have a Pennsylvanian by the name of Chris Huff.
Yes, I've met Chris on the social network Plurk, which is also where a bunch of our song requests have come from. And he is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And he describes himself as sounds like Dylan and Bowie jamming in Jamaica, which I think is a pretty accurate description. And I would throw in there that there's a little bit of Robin Hitchcockian surrealism in his lyrics. So let's listen to Hey Now Now off his album Death in Texas.
Choke your finger water underneath the stairs. When the fortune teller caught you unawares, you said nothing for your fingers, they were dry, and your eyes are full of supernova pipe. Hey, hey,
hey, hey,
now,
hey,
now,
now, now, now is the only time there is.
Hey,
hey,
now, now is the only time. Yeah, the only time. Oh, hey. And flower bowls and purple denim shoes, chewing laxatives and smoking leather clues. Fascination shower dripping down the wall, and you know it isn't anything at all. Hey, hey,
hey,
now, now,
now, now
is the only time there is. Hey,
hey,
now, now is the only time. Yeah, the only. Yeah, you're laughing through and through and through and through and through. You can fake your sympathy, but you can't fake your sweat. It doesn't matter, but it hasn't happened yet. And when the book is closed upon the ninth degree, will you be charging for a price you haven't paid? Hey,
hey,
now, now is the only time there is. Hey,
now,
now is the only time. Yeah, the only time. Oh, hey, hey, now, now, hey, hey, now, now, hey, hey, now, now, hey, hey, now, now, hey,
hey.
Good work, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a great song.
Yeah, good stuff. You can get more of Chris's music at www.huffmusic.com. And also, you can learn how to play guitar with Chris at www.guitarin5minutes.com.
Hey, Josh, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to get their music on the podcast, what would be the best way?
That same email address, music@mozomedia.com. Send us an email.
Perfect. Hey, and now we have a segment for the weeks that we don't have sub-brilliant news. Here's some
music trivia.
All right, so we are recording on August 28th, and on this day...
in 1996, Isaac Hayes, most known for his creator of the Shaft theme song, and also co-writer of the classic Sam and Dave song, Soul Man, sent a protest letter to the presidential candidate Bob Dole, requesting Dole to stop using his song, which supporters had changed to, I'm a Dole Man.
He said, stop it, stop it. Yeah, apparently there's some additional quotes from him. He says, it also bothers me because people might get the impression David and I endorse Bob Dole, which we don't. And apparently Dole aide Nelson Warfield responded at the time with, we're just trying to have some fun.
I wonder if then they tried to, the Dole camp tried to license that to the international pineapple conglomerate.
That's say, possible. Hey, we
made this
possible.
Up, but you guys can use it. We're just going to take it from Isaac Hayes, and Sam and Dave.
Well, not only, you know, not only is he known for Shaft, but also is the chef on South Park. So
yeah.
There's lots of fantastic stuff Hayes has done. But yeah, he got pretty pissed with Dole there.
Well, if you like these facts, you can always find more at thisdayinmusic.com. So up next, we have an early song from the band Pookie.
Yes, this song was spawned by Carl Eifrig's amazement that there was a magazine called Pygmy Goat World, dedicated to the care and upbringing of pygmy goats. That inspired him in a cosmic way to write this ditty.
King Crimson would be proud.
Perhaps.
Or not.
But it is a fine journey to take.
It is, it is. I wonder if that's next to Fainting Goat World.
It surely must be. If there's any, you know, justice and order to the universe.
But now I'm very curious if there's a Fainting Goat magazine. All right, so up next we have...
What else are you listening to?
So this is a segment where we play you a little sample of something that we don't have rights or permission to play the full thing of, but we can give you a little taste. And our artist for this week is The Residents. They are a Bay Area band. Their actual identity is unknown. Whenever they perform live, they usually wear huge eyeballs on their heads. Or some other kind of costume. It's never been known exactly who they are. They've been active since the early 70s, and they have a long history of doing kind of twisted, bizarre, avant-pop kind of stuff. I actually call them avant-dork music. But the reason that I wanted to focus on them this week is the surprising news that they closed their independent record label, Ralph America, on August 15th. And the original message on the RalphAmerica.com site said, quote, "Changes in the music business have made it very difficult for small operations to exist as the world goes download. There are sites where you can download all Ralph America titles for free, so trying to stay in business no longer works very well. We'll also be pulling back on issuing music due to the free download sites." Now, that message now is removed, and it's just a closed site, basically. But that message used to be both on RalphAmerica.com and on the Residents.com own site. So it was very interesting, because I'd never heard before of an instance of an independent label closing and directly saying that it was because of free downloads of their music that they were closing. I don't know if, listeners, if you have any other examples, send us an email and let us know. But let's listen to a sample of one of their songs. This is Amber off the Commercial album from 1980. Life is just a situation. Life is just a game. Life is just a bubble and it's falling out my name. So that's kind of typical, although that song is kind of much more pleasant than a lot of their stuff. A lot of their stuff can be very kind of sinister or very off-kilter. That's kind of representative of kind of the sing-song melodies that they have. And let's listen to one more track. This is a sample track. This is Weightlifting Lulu off of Duckstab, Buster and Glenn.
And a part of the pork chop that you left behind has given me breakfast and rendered me blind. I still want you, baby, and I miss you so much. I hated your body, but I needed your touch. Weightlifting Lulu is under the lawn.
So, you know, even though they've been stridently and amazingly anti-commercial for, 40 years now, it is just, you know, it's kind of disheartening to know that people this committed to non-commercial music are really going under. I've never been a really big fan. My sister's a huge Residents fan. But she hooked me on to one album of theirs that I just absolutely love, and it's Combo de Mecanico, High Horses EP. Which is just brilliant. It's Calliope music and mania and LSD in Golden Gate Park. If you haven't heard it, go out and track that one down. It's definitely a half hour of mania, but it's brilliant.
And some other really interesting Residents albums are Eskimo, which is done as if it were a field recording of a traditional Inuit tribe, some of their daily activities and rituals. But of course, it's filtered through the wackiness of the Residents worldview. And then there's Mark of the Mole, which tells a science fiction kind of story of the mole people, who are kind of the proletariat of the world, struggling against their oppressors and dealing with disasters, natural disasters. And it's told in a very kind of musical theater style and has some of the most interesting and bizarre sound effects that they've ever used as musical elements. And there was even plans for an Atari 2600 Mark of the Mole cartridge, and a prototype of that exists. And so we'll add that link in the show notes.
And if you want to get out there and support the, I don't want to call them the grandfathers of avant-garde rock, but it might be appropriate at this point. Either way, the forefathers or the incredibly influential band, go over to www.residence.com. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember to email us at music@mozomedia.com and visit the website mozomedia.com/music.
And send in your song requests with that handy form if you can get by clicking request a custom made song once you're on the site.
Great. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a week. Josh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
I'm not going to eat puppies. I can't believe you put that in the rundown.
Bye.
All right, bye.